Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. In the United States, diabetes is the most common endocrine disorder, with over 10% of Americans struggling with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. To keep it simply, diabetes is high blood sugar levels. In type 1, insulin production by the pancreas is reduced due to the body's self-destruction to the pancreas. Insulin is a hormone that helps transport sugar, known as glucose, into the cells. When production of insulin is reduced, blood glucose levels can reach dangerous levels. The onset of type 1 diabetes occurs during childhood and accounts for about 10% of all cases. It is a lifelong condition that requires insulin supplementation unless the individual receives an organ transplant. It is often triggered by genetics, yet other factors need to be considered when the condition occurs later in life. Type 2 diabetes is due to insulin resistance, which refers to the cells of the body not responding well to the release of insulin, this leading to the rise in blood glucose levels. Glucose is then unable to enter tissue cells, which can result in serious issues throughout the body. It is the most common form of diabetes, accounting for 90% of all cases. Type 2 develops over a long period of time. Individuals diagnosed with type 2 also continue to increase each year. It used to be a condition affecting older individuals, but due to declining lifestyle and nutrition habits, more individuals are being diagnosed. As a medical professional, it is very alarming when a young child is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Our next generations deserve a better environment to grow up in than the one we are currently giving them. We need to go back to natural, whole, balanced ways to have a strong community who are not relying on medications for a lifetime. So how can we make this happen? Making changes to your life and encouraging your community and companies to do the same. If you are an individual diagnosed with diabetes, daily blood sugar monitoring and foot care are essential. It is important to recognize when blood sugar levels get too low or too high to help adjust with changes. Diabetes damages blood vessels and nerves, especially in the feet. Proper and ongoing feet care is therefore important to prevent or manage any foot issues. Life changes include changes in nutrition. Consider a dairy or gluten-free food intake. Avoid processed and sugary foods. Eat a food intake high in vegetables and fruits, making sure you are staying hydrated. Diabetes will worsen if you are dehydrated. Increase the movement in your life. I do not like to use the word exercise because it can cause some negative feelings. I just want people moving more. This can include walking, jumping, lifting, dancing. It does not have to be structured. Just be sure to include weights, cardio, stretching, flexibility, and balancing. It is especially effective to do movement after meals to help lower blood glucose levels. Get a sleep routine going. Lack of sleep or disrupted sleep can alter insulin and glucose levels. Your body needs to rest to heal, so support your sleep. Some natural therapies for diabetes includes supplements such as chromium, alpha-lipoic acid, and B vitamins. Herbs include cinnamon, berberine, jemima, bitter melon, and garlic. Before making any changes, I advise you to seek professional medical care to determine your own plan to support your blood sugar levels. Here is a question for you to ponder on. Where is the sweetness in your life? This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.